revenue potential is the place you need to start. Where are you performing and what is the actual potential for your property?
Hi, I'm Wyatt.
And I'm Grace.
And you're listening to Our Dad and your host of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, and we've got a solo episode for you today. We're going to talk about how to revitalize a struggling property. And this is a conversation I'm having a lot lately, especially for those people who have been in the game for a little while and were in the game during that blip during the post-COVID years when, you know, the supply and demand was way out of whack. There was a lot more demand than supply, and everybody was getting their unfair share of business by just having a short-term rental, right? I always say having a short-term rental during those times was like having toilet paper during COVID. Everybody was making money. The markets have shifted a little bit. The markets have matured and supply and demand has equaled out. And so our job is to figure out what it takes to operate in this new environment, because this environment's not changing. If you're going to be in any sort of mature environment and mature market, in the top 20% of the market makes 80% of the money. So it's our job to figure out what it takes to operate and get our unfair share of business. So if you've got a struggling property, or if you're brand new walking into this game, pay attention to these things that really what it takes to start to look and say, what can I do to perform? And I want to ask you a favor before we start, and that is to set your ego aside a little bit. What we're going to talk about may sound a little bit simple for you. It may sound, you know, there's not a lot of advanced tactics that are secrets out there that are going to, you know, catapult you to the top of the Airbnb rankings, or all of a sudden you do one or two things and your property is going to all of a sudden perform at a much better pace. There are three things we're going to talk about, and they are going to be the fundamentals. They are going to be the basics. And what I find so often, and I audit and look at properties all the time, we help people get that lift of saying, hey, I'm underperforming for my market. I'm underperforming with my property right now. What can we do to start to get our unfair share of business? And so please understand that we do this all day, every day, but also understand that it's not some big secret advanced tactic. Most of the time, it's that the foundation is crumbling. The house was not built on the right foundation, right? And the fundamentals weren't paid attention to in the very beginning. So the very first thing we're going to do is really audit our situation. And we're going to look at, and again, we need to set our ego aside, look in the mirror and say, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? Because most of the time, a lot of people with struggling properties, they assume it's the market. They assume it's the supply and demand. They assume that, hey, listen, the supply has skyrocketed in my market by 50 or 60 or 100% over the last couple of years. That is natural, and we get to choose how we play the game. But there's something about playing a game. And I always say winning is hard. Winning the game is hard. Losing the game is easy, because all we do is sit there. Now, I hate losing. Nobody likes to lose. But the effort that it takes to go and put a losing effort in place is not that hard. It's not that difficult. Winning is hard. And so you have to choose how you're going to play the game. If you want to choose to play the game to win, you're going to have to do certain things. And the best athletes in any game, you talk to the Kobes and the Jordans in a game that I love of basketball, is they are really, really good at the fundamentals. They spend more time than anybody else on building a solid foundation and focusing on the fundamentals. They don't practice all the fancy different things. They can do all the fancy moves and they dominate their sport because they're so good at the fundamentals. So I want to really help you audit and understand what are the important fundamentals. The first thing is you have to understand the numbers. We have to really dive in and audit our actual performance. A lot of people I talk to and I say, they say they're underperforming, they're not doing very well. And I say, okay, well, where are you at? Where are you at in the market? What is the revenue potential in your market? What is that range from the budget side all the way up to the luxury side in your specific property type, the zip code, the proximity of your property? Where is that revenue potential? So the very first step is to understand what that even is. It's shocking to me how few investors really understand the numbers. And I talk to a lot of investors that say, hey, Sean, I don't need to understand your acquisition phase. I don't need to understand the underwriting. I already have a property. And I think, no, that's exactly when you need to understand the numbers. And so we need to audit that first. That first step is saying, where are we actually performing? Are we in the middle of the market? Are we at the bottom of the market? Are we at the top of the market? Where are you lying based on the proximity of your property, the bedroom count of your property? Is it going to be toward the top of the market, the bottom of the market? How are you actually performing and really underwriting and auditing the numbers? Maybe you're performing better than you think you're performing. Maybe you over anticipated what this property's revenue potential actually actually is. First thing we need to do is to say, what is the revenue potential? And then where do I fall on that spectrum? Where do I fall on that revenue range? And so if you don't know how to do that, you've got to roll up your sleeves and figure that out. You've got to gain that knowledge. And so number one step on a struggling property, understand the numbers, your current performance, where are you at right now? And then what is the potential for this property? Because you're going to have to make some decisions to actually raise the performance of the property. A lot of those decisions are going to require work, time, effort, money possibly being spent in this property. And if you don't know what that revenue potential even is, how do you make a decision of, hey, I'm going to go drop $10,000 in revitalizing this property, and maybe your upside potential is $50,000 a year on that property. That's a great use of that $10,000. Maybe you're already operating close to the top of the market because the market revenue potential isn't that great. Maybe there's not a lot of money being spent in your market. A lot of you, though, feel like there's not money being spent when there's a lot of money being spent and you don't know how to get your unfair share. Revenue potential is the place you need to start. Where are you performing and what is the actual potential for your property? We're not going to dive in exactly how to do that in this episode. I'm going to show you the steps to take a property that is struggling and revitalize it. Step one is knowing exactly where you're at. Where are you at today? And what's the potential of where we can go? Once we understand that, then we start to figure out what we have to do to develop a plan and a path forward. There is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodiceySleepSystem.com and use the promo code PODCAST. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off. So step number two is to say, okay, based on this revenue potential and based on my performance, based on my proximity, based on the amenities I have, are there things I can add? I can't change the proximity of the house. I can't pick up that property and move it to the beach if it's not on the beach. My point is, proximity is not something that you can change, but proximity is going to be something that affects your revenue. We have to list now all of the assets, all of the things that are going to bring in revenue for us. What are the amenities we have? What is our proximity? What are the key features of the property? Are there things that we can add, right? And we need to look at that and then really identify what the realistic potential for that property is on that revenue spectrum. And then we have to say, okay, who is my target audience and what experience am I putting together for that target audience? Many of you don't have one. You've never identified a target audience. You've never identified what experience you can provide for that target audience. If you have not done that, that's the next step. After we know, okay, I'm leaving some money on the table. Well, to go get some of that, my unfair share of that money, and get some of that money in my pocket and raise the potential and maximize this asset, I've got to dial in a unique experience. That is what people are buying from us. They are not buying properties. Many of you that are struggling, you have a property, good potential, but that's all you're trying to deliver to me as a guest is a property. Well, I don't buy properties. And so if you're trying to sell me a property, like 90% of the competition out there on Airbnb, this is the exciting part about this is you're just going to get lost in the crowd. But the exciting part is that most of the market, that's what they're trying to sell. They're just trying to take a property and sell. Next step is to say, okay, who is my target audience? What kind of an experience am I going to put together for them? Is this a couple's getaway? Is this a family vacation? Is this a guy's trip or a girl's trip? Or how does this property, is it for families? Is it for adults? Like, how is this property going to be set up? And what are they coming in to do? At the property itself, some things they're going to be doing at the property, right? If you've got a pool and you've got hot tubs and you've got game rooms and all those different things, that's part of the experience. But what else are they coming for? They're coming to the area for something. Is it a national park? Is it a beach? Is it a ski hill? Is it some event that's going on? Like, what are they coming in to do? And you've got to wrap that experience around that property. And you've got to be able to enhance that experience through your property. The property is part of the experience, but it's not the entire experience. The property should be an extension of the area as well. And your target audience is coming in to do. Once you have identified that, that's step number two. Step number three is to make sure that you have management in place to deliver that experience. And management, whether it's you managing your own property, I don't manage my own property, so I have to be very diligent diligent about getting the right management partner to help me deliver that experience. That's the next step. Figure out my revenue potential. If I don't know that, I have to identify that, see what kind of upside or how much money I'm leaving on the table if I am truly underperforming. And then you should get excited about that. Many times you're talking about $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 just to jump a price tier or two when we're starting to look at the numbers. Second, the next thing we need to do is design an experience and design the property. The property's got to have congruent design throughout. That property needs to be an extension of the area and the things and the profit drivers that they're coming in to do. That property's proximity is going to add to that experience. How are you going to tie into that? How are you going to articulate that? What are you going to do to be able to bring that property to life, give it a soul, tell a story so that somebody sees your property above everybody else's and says, man, this one's different. I like this because they're actually selling what I want to buy, which is an experience, not just a property. So once you dial that in, now you have to figure out, the next step is, after we figure that out, are we missing on that? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't, right? This is all part of the audit. You're auditing every single one of these steps along the way. The next step is going to be to say, okay, I've got that in place. I've made some adjustments here. I've been able to enhance the property with custom artwork. Maybe I'm going to bring in a couple of new amenities based on my target audience. Maybe it's a hot tub. Maybe it's a game room. Maybe it's something that, you know, some extension of an outside experience that we're bringing in. Maybe masseuse. Maybe it's a concierge, something that we're bringing in for that target audience. Now I've got to deliver that experience, right? I've got to have pieces in place on the management side to deliver it. Many times, a lot of us work really, really hard. We spend a lot of money buying the right assets. We do a lot of a good job of underwriting. We buy the right property, right location. We set it up with a great experience, and then we don't get the right partner to deliver it, and it falls flat. And so all of a sudden now we're like, I just went with the cheapest option, you know, and I found one that was 10% instead of 25 or 30% that you're talking about, Sean. And they, you know, they're not really interested in delivering that. They say, I can't do that. You know, that's not what we do here. We don't do photos like that. We don't do experiences like that. No, we're not going to do gift baskets like you're talking about. That's too much work for us. And so you get you create this and curate this experience, which is great. But if you don't have the right partner to deliver it because you tried to skimp and save money on it, all of a sudden it's going to fall flat and that property is not going to perform. It's going to be underperforming. So you can see as I'm going through this, we're stacking all of these fundamental pieces along the way that ultimately make a big difference on maximizing that asset. So be very, very diligent. The most important relationship you're going to have as an investor and the most important decision you make as an investor after you buy that property, get that property set up, and your long-term decision to have a relationship with a management partner to deliver that experience is really, really critical. And I will tell you, over the years, and even full service property managers, I never shop on price, but even the ones that are all the same price and they're at the very top of the market, they're not all created equal. They're not going to deliver that experience equally. And so it takes a very diligent and thought out process to be able to have these conversations to figure out the right management partners to help you really maximize this asset. Because the right one, they're worth their weight in gold. The wrong one is an absolute nightmare and it really hurts the performance of your property. And you can always point your fingers at the management partner and you can say, well, they're not doing this and they're not doing this, but it's your decision to hire them. It's your property. At the end of the day, this is your decision. So if you're trying to revitalize a struggling property, this might be another step that is causing you to underperform. Let's say we dial in that. We've got the right property. We understand where our numbers are at. We have the right property in the right area. We understand what our revenue potential is. We've got a target audience. We put together a great experience. We've got the right management partners to deliver that experience. Now, all of a sudden, I have to be able to articulate that. Now I'm starting to say, okay, how am I articulating this into the world? How is my listings optimized and set up? Am I willing to spend the time and the effort and the money that it takes to get the right marketing assets? And your marketing assets in this business are your photos. A lot of people think that they understand photos. And I really encourage you to, if you've never attended one of my workshops or my webinars, look for one of the next ones coming up. I always give examples of this. And the stark contrast between a good listing and a bad listing is so obvious. And you want to stand out like a sore thumb on the good side, really understand this concept. And this is a huge fall off for a lot of people. And one of the biggest lifts you can give your properties to really dial in your marketing assets. You have to be able to articulate the exact experience that you've tried to curate and how you're going to deliver it. It is easier said than done. This is very difficult to pull off. We've worked on lifestyle photo shoots for many, many years, and we failed a lot in the beginning, even when we knew what we were trying to do, because it's hard to do. It's very, very difficult to pull off. But when done correctly, it's probably the biggest lift you can give a property. And because it's our 24/7 sales rep, right? We don't have the ability to talk to people that are looking at booking our properties. And there are a lot of properties in most of the markets. Most markets are saturated. That is not why you're underperforming. The markets not being saturated is not ever going to be a thing again. I promise you, this is a mainstream asset. And when you talk about mainstream markets, the supply and demand gap is not going to get as wide as it was ever again after the COVID, post-COVID for that year and a half after COVID. That's behind us. And so if you're worried about saturation in a market and you don't understand this, this is going to help you stand out in a crowd. And it doesn't matter how often I talk about this. It doesn't matter how many examples I give. It's so hard to execute that I think that we've got quite a long runway to be able to give ourselves a fairly significant lift when you talk about this stuff. I've talked about on some of my workshops and webinars that my average photo shoot is $8,000 and it takes 3 days. That's a fairly significant investment when most people are spending $500 or $600 on a photo shoot that takes 2 hours. But there is a huge difference in the execution of what we're putting out and the ultimate product that we're putting out. And ultimately, we see the returns on that investment, and we're willing to do that because we understand the numbers. We understand our potential. We know what we're trying to do. We know what we're trying to sell. When you go through this audit on an underperforming property, try to identify the pieces of this puzzle that are missing. And good is not great. And the difference between good and great is significant on your performance. It's always shocking to me when I have somebody that says, hey, can you look at my performance, Sean? I've got a good property. I know that I need better photos. I know that I don't really have an experience. I know I probably need some different amenities in the property to create this nice experience. And I know that, you know, we just went with real estate photos, but what else can I do? My job out hits the ground. And with all due respect, you need to dial that stuff in. And that's what I'm talking about here. And that's why I said in the very beginning, let's set our ego aside a little bit when we have this conversation and look in the mirror. It's just the conversation between you and you, right? You know, you're just listening to me on a podcast. You know, nobody has to know this, but you need to be realistic with your situation and not make excuses for your situation, right? Eric Thomas always says, and I love this when he talks about this, is he said, don't complain about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't do. And that's what I feel like a lot of people do. It's like, well, the market changed on me. It's saturated. You know, my management partner won't let me do those photos. Well, get it, you know, figure it out. Get a new management partner. Figure out how to get the right photos. Or decide, hey, listen, I'm not willing to play the game to get the results that I want to have. I'm not willing to put in the work to get the results I talk about wanting, and be very realistic about that. These are the things that you need to do. And then ultimately, when you have those right marketing assets, how are you using them? How are you deploying them? Are you just throwing them on a property tour and letting somebody else pick out? I mean, your photos should be very, very intentional from your first photo, your first five photos, how you walk through that property. Most people just start with the first of the property and walk through the property, right? And they just basically do an old school property tour with their listing. That is not what you should be doing. And so once you have those right assets, how are you putting them together to be able to paint the picture, tell the story of this property? And then ultimately on that final piece is, and this is the final piece that you should be doing after you've dialed everything else in, but not before, is understanding how to operate off of the OTAs with paid advertising and being able to generate and build your own audience, generate your own direct bookings. But the problem with it is a lot of people think that's going to solve their problem before they have the fundamentals dialed in. And so if your property is struggling, it's really taking a step back, auditing the numbers, looking at that potential, figuring out where the actual potential is. Where's your performance and what is the actual potential based on everything you have right now? And then are you underperforming based on what you have put together right now? Most of the time, the answer is no, right? Most of the time, I look at people and say, you're actually not underperforming. You're actually performing right where I would put you at, which is, you know, middle to bottom of the market, because you don't have those other things dialed in. Now, the potential for you to perform better is very, very high if you do this, this, and this, right? Those things that we talked about, being able to curate an amazing experience for a specific target audience, get the management management in place to deliver that experience. Get the marketing assets to help you articulate that experience into the market. Having your listing optimized with the way that you put the photos, the description, the headlines in there. Understanding your pricing. Understanding all of those different things to help you optimize your revenue management. That's a really hot topic right now that is not that complicated, right? A lot of people really muddy the waters to make the water seem a lot deeper than it actually is. These are all very basic concepts, but you've got to dial them all in, and they stack upon each other to help you really maximize these assets. So guys, that's what I want to talk to you about today. If you've got a struggling property, I want you to look in the mirror and really audit your situation to determine what you can or need to do to raise the bar and maximize that asset. And then the final question you need to ask yourself is, am I willing to do the work? Am I willing to put in the work and take the action necessary to do that? Or am I okay with that property just getting its fair share of business in the middle of the market? The unfortunate part right now and for the foreseeable future and moving forward in any mature market is your fair share of business is not going to pay the bills and it's not going to get you a great return on that investment. And so my suggestion is, if you're not willing to do the work to get your unfair share of business, you probably shouldn't play the game, right? Play the game to win. It's a little harder to play the game to win, but you can play the game to win, because what's really, really fun about this game is most of the market just operates in the middle of the market. And so it pains me to see so many really good properties in really good areas with such potential with an owner that is not willing to put in the work to do that. And they're looking for this magic button. They're looking for some advanced algorithm hack. They're looking for some advanced marketing deal that they can do. And all of a sudden, you know, advanced ranking statistic on how they can rank higher on Airbnb. At the end of the day, none of that works if you don't have the fundamentals dialed in, right? It's like putting lipstick on a turd, right? It's like your whipped cream on a turd, whether they say lipstick on a pig. Like, it doesn't work. You have to have the fundamentals and the foundation built and dialed in order for you to do any of those other tactics. And all of the things I talked about today with you are going to do 98% of the heavy lifting for you. And your property is going to become maximized and operate where it should, and maybe hopefully get over its unfair share of business, right? And because it's kind of lonely at the top. When you operate and kind of remove yourself from the crowd and separate yourself from the crowd, you're not competing with that many people. That's what's really exciting and fun about it, because it's really, really crowded in the middle of the market. The competition is fierce in the middle of the market. Everybody is doing the exact same thing. When you raise above that, all of a sudden you're not competing with that many people. And that's when the game gets really, really fun to play. So guys, that's all I've got for you today. We're going to wrap it up. As always, I know how valuable your time is, and I appreciate you spending it with me. It always means a lot. I always ask you two favors at the end of every episode. The first one is, if you like this show, please share it with somebody that you think would like it as well. I'm sure, you know, we all hang around people that are doing some of the similar things that we are. And so share the show with somebody you think might get value, that would like to walk into this short-term rental investing game with their eyes wide open. If you got more than 30 seconds, I'd love it if you could like and leave us a review on whatever platform you're watching or listening on. And that final thing that I always ask you as a favor is to go pick that one thing you can do to today, start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. Share this with other people you think need to hear about it. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Hey, Grace, is there a website? Yes! For more amazing content and expert advice, visit Vodacy.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.